This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
If I had to drink just one wine varietal for the rest of my life, it would definitely be a Cabernet Sauvignon. But these days, there are endless varietals to choose from, so you don't always have to take a cab.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
The first wine I fell in love with was a Cabernet. And who says love affairs can't last a lifetime? Nonetheless, I sometimes have to remind myself that there are a lot of metaphorical fish in the sea that are giving Cabernet a real run for the money. These days, I've been very impressed with the Malbecs that are coming into the U.S. from South America. Though French in origin, the Malbec grape really thrives in places like Chile and Argentina, and as little as $10 can get you something delicious. Another consideration is Spanish Tempranillos, vibrant, aromatic wines that are also wonderful to drink, easy to find, and inexpensive to buy. Domestically grown Sangioveses are coming on strong as well. The key ingredient in Italian Chiantis, American-grown Sangioveses, will have you singing Italian opera. Italian Barberas, California Syrahs, or Shiraz from Australia are also high on my list these days. And Cabernet Syrah blends really rock. The truth is, there's never been more incredible red wine at such cost-conscious prices. So if you think life is a Cabernet, there's some serious tasting of other varietals you should be doing, old chum. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.